This program is brought to you by Bible Way Media, overseen by the elders of the Chipman Road Church of Christ in Lee's Summit, Missouri.
Friends, I once read an article in a church building. I don't know who wrote it. It was entitled, "I Saw Whiskey in Action." This is a graphic story, and it broke my heart, and it read like this. I saw a baby. Its tender white skin bruised and bloody, its golden curls matted with dirt and blood. One tiny jaw was crushed to a pulp, and one small hand hung limp, just a ball of flesh with broken bones protruding against a pair of pink rompers soiled with great blotches of muddy blood. White-robed hospital attendants picked up the mangled little form and gently placed it on a stretcher. It quivered, and a low moan of anguish came from those baby lips, once perfectly shaped but now bruised and disfigured. Again, they lifted a form from the ground, a sort of huddled, shapeless bundle. It was the baby's mother, broken, mangled, crumbled, with no signs of life. The card on the bosom read, "Morgue." Many feet away lay the father, still alive and screaming with pain. His face was cut by the windshield glass, while one eye was completely out of socket and hanging as if by a string. His legs were a shapeless mess, and blood was gushing from his mouth. He stopped screaming and cried out in agony, "My wife, my children." And then he fell back into merciful unconsciousness. His own death soon followed. In the crowd of people, held back by kindly hands, a small boy cried and sobbed, "Daddy, Daddy, Mama." Two state policemen held between them a wobbly, drunken wretch, reeking with fumes. "What happened?" he blubbered. "Only had a couple of drinks." Sirens screamed, and the crowd made way to the hospital and to the morgue. Policemen placed the four-year-old hysterical boy in a car and drove off with him still plaintively calling for his parents. A wrecking truck with a huge crane began preparation for the removal of two badly smashed automobiles. On the pavement lay bits of broken glass, a broken whiskey bottle, and lottery tickets, and here and there a pool of blood. This young boy was an orphan. Three graves were dug. A drunken driver would receive a light fine, and liquor stores would continue to sell their intoxicating brew, and voters would continue to vote to license the business that is staining our highways with innocent blood, blood shed by drunken drivers. Friends, can't we do better than this? What kind of world are we leaving for our children, for the next generation? If you're not a Christian, you need to believe the gospel, repent of your sins, confess your faith that Jesus is the Christ, and be baptized into Him for the remission of your sins. If you have done those things in times past but have not been faithful, you do need to repent, confess your sins to God, and ask His forgiveness. We stand ready to help you. Just let us know anytime, night or day. Our time is up. Until next time, may God bless you as you continue to study His divine will.
We thank you for joining us today. We hope you have enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Way Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can find all of our podcasts on all major podcast platforms. As always, we thank you for listening.